It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
Well, hello, everyone. I am Matt Williamson. How is everyone doing? So I am recording this. The draft is still going on, but the Steelers are done. I am at the facility. I can promise you that those in charge are not trying to trade back into the end of this terrible seventh round. So the picks are in the books for the Pittsburgh Steelers. And they have made 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 choices. We have talked about 4 of them. I wanted to recap day 3. I like what they did. Let's just dig right in. So follow me on Twitter at WilliamsonNFL. But with the 19th pick in the 4th round, 119 overall, I was shocked. They took their 3rd offensive lineman, Mason McCormick from South Dakota State. Those of you that follow me kind of closely are like, ah, that's your guy, Williamson. And I bet half of you are like, why on earth would they take another interior lineman from South Dakota State of all places? Well, much like the guys that were drafted ahead of him, McCormick has a lot of experience, which is a win now move. All of his experience in the college level is at guard. And he was a dominant player, as you would expect, at South Dakota State. You know, it's not Bama. However, if you guys listened to me pre-draft, I said my favorite non-top 3 center, Frazier, Powers Johnson, Barton from Duke, was Mason McCormick from South Dakota State. He has a center background. They just happen, the Jackrabbits, to have a great young center, and he was really good at guard, so he stayed at guard. But he is highly, highly center capable. Now, the Steelers announced him as a guard, and I think he will be a guard here. However, maybe he is your B.J. Finney interior swing guy, but way more talented than B.J. Finney. This guy is an excellent tester. He doesn't look quite as athletic as his testing. You know, I'm sure he prepped, you know, with his jumps and runs and all that stuff. But he's a high-level athlete, really good vertical, really explosive. All those type of tests do translate to the field. Now, like I said, if they would have missed out on the top 3 centers, and they didn't, so we didn't have to go down this road, McCormick would have been somebody that I would have targeted with one of the 3rd-round picks. And maybe they agreed with me. I mean, I didn't obviously have this conversation with them, but they maybe thought of him the same way and decided, well, we really don't need another offensive lineman, but we love this dude, and he was our fallback plan. If we didn't land Frazier, there is the 3rd center. Let's take him anyway. And we'll see. Once we get to camp, we'll see if he gets cross-trained at center or not. I'm not suggesting that he will challenge Frazier. I don't think he will. I don't think that's why he was picked. But as is the case with several incumbents, I wonder, you know, they've done this a couple years in a row where they've traded Dotson, they've traded Green. One more lineman can often yield you a future pick. And I wonder, I've been thinking this for a while with Herbig. I mean, like, I know his brother's on the team and he's popular, yada, yada. But he's a little big, heavy, slow-footed for this new scheme. And I don't think Herbig's a center. I know people have said, oh, well, he could fill in at center. Nah. But if you could turn a fourth round pick, McCormick, into a younger version of Herbig that fits your system a lot better, and a future pick, and a couple million dollars in cap space. And I'm not even saying Herbig's on the bubble. I'm just saying that's how that works. When it comes to cut time, somebody will give you something for Herbig. He's a good player. Or you just take them all to camp, or you take them all to the end of the season and see how it works out, and you have a good young lineman. So I love this pick. I mean, it was a little bit of an embarrassment of riches, three offensive linemen that early, but it tells you what this team wants to do. They want to be rugged. They want to win in the trenches. And I think McCormick helps that a great deal. So I'm very fond of this pick. BetOnline continues to be your number one source for all your basketball wagering needs. With up-to-the-minute odds, stats, and trends, you can follow your favorite team's path to the playoffs with in-game live betting, contests, and all the best player props. Experience the world's best wagering platform anytime from your desktop or your mobile device. Head to BetOnline today to become part of the team. And remember to use promo code BELEAV, that's capital B-L-E-A-V, for a 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, the game starts here.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you're here as in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial. And with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown. And through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
So we had a long wait there. Mason McCormick goes 119. They didn't pick again until 178. Logan Lee, a defensive lineman from Iowa. And then shortly after, Ryan Watts, a defensive back from Texas, goes 195 overall. Two sixth-round picks. Now, this draft, as I told you guys many times leading up to the draft, really falls off a cliff after the fifth round. The sixth, seventh rounders are weaker than most drafts. I mean, I'm not even comparing it to the first rounds and stuff. I'm talking about 10 years ago, the sixth and seventh rounders, last year, sixth, seventh. It's bad at the back of this particular draft. And a big reason is because so few underclassmen declared and some weird COVID stuff and people are staying in because of the making money and, you know, blah, blah, blah. But Logan Lee, to me, is someone Dick LeBeau would like as a 3-4 defensive end. He looks like Aaron Smith coming out of school. Aaron Smith was 6'5", 265 coming out of a small school. It needed a lot of strength and a lot of work. I'm not saying Logan Lee's going to be Brett Kiesel or Aaron Smith, folks. I'm just saying that's his style of play. He's tall. He's long. He's lean. He's too lean. He has batted down a lot of passes on a really good Iowa defense. I think there's something to be said for taking a defensive player from Iowa, and it's a really well-coached school to begin with, and a lot of toughness, you know, a lot of things you can count on from Iowa guys, particularly their defenders. But he's also blocked a lot of kicks. I mean, he's a tall, long-armed guy. But he needs more sand in his pants. I mean, he needs to add, you know, when I was at Pitt, we would recruit these guys and feed them steaks and lobsters, and they live in the weight room and put on 10, 15 pounds of good weight and lower body strength. I think that's what he needs. So that being said, if I were Isaiah Loudermilk and even Leal, I'd be a little worried about this guy that they took in the sixth round. I mean, for my job. And I think Lee's going to get a lot of attention in camp, play a buttload of preseason action, and then you probably don't hear from him again, you know. And then maybe a year from now, we're talking about, wow, Logan Lee's up to 285, 290, looks like a different guy, thicker lower body, you know, can handle one-on-one power, big-time blocks at the NFL level better, holds the point better. But there's something to work with here. So, again, this isn't a rich spot of the draft. You're kind of throwing darts, but I'm fine with it, and this is a name that I'd mocked the Steelers before in this neighborhood. The last pick, Ryan Watts from Texas. Frankly, I didn't know anything about him except for his name before the pick, and I've done a ton of homework on him since. Big-time recruit that went to Ohio State and then transferred to Texas. So, I mean, these are as big a time programs as there is in the league, of course. And he is another one. His traits, I mean, there are a few defenses. Some people think he's a safety. Some think he's mostly been an outside corner. He's giant, and he looks like a male model. I mean, he looks like he's fresh out of Central Casting at 6'3", 208. 34 and a half inch arms, I mean, are vines. I mean, he had a 40 and a half vertical jump, ran a 4.53 at that height and weight. I mean, good broads, well over 10, I mean, like 10 and a half foot broad. Change of direction stuff was really good, not tremendous. Now, watching him, studying him, he doesn't look like an amazing athlete like he tested. Okay. I mean, he would have been a first round pick if he did. But there are traits there for sure. I mean, there is some lower body stiffness. I don't know that he's an outside corner that can flip his hips like Joey Porter Jr. But originally, just looking at him, I thought, boy, these guys have a type. Trice, Rush, Porter, huge corners, physical. And then the more I looked at him too, a lot of people think maybe he's a safety. Maybe, and he certainly has done some of this, and a lot of people project him as a slot defender versus tight ends, you know, not Wes Welker, Julian Edelman, change of direction guys. He immediately projects as a star on special teams. Maybe he doesn't make the team. I don't know. But in terms of throwing darts late, this guy has traits, man. I mean, serious traits. I don't know much about his, I know nothing about his personality, work ethic, injury history, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But big old corners that have a lot of ability, just keep throwing them in the training camp mix and see what sticks. And before you know it, you might have 3 6'3" corners on this team that can all play at the NFL level. Maybe. I mean, again, Trice, Rush, and him, if even one of those guys hits, you have a 6th and 7th round investment total in those three guys. If one or two of those guys makes the team and hits or turns into a starter or in third guy or whatever, it's a great investment, you know, return on investment. So, all right, folks, day three was fine. Day two was really good. Day one was awesome. But I really like this draft overall. I would bet next time we talk will be a big draft recap, and then maybe we'll like go around the division or go around the league or whatever, compare it to some others, see what other moves there are. I still think a slot corner absolutely needs to be added in some capacity. And they need another big receiver. And I have some ideas on all those things. You know, Cortland Sutton's one of them. Cam Sutton's one of them. Could you get two Suttons like you got two Wilsons yesterday? Yeah, I'm just throwing it out there. They must have something in place. So, all right, everyone, take care. Thanks.